Andrew's Daily Five. I'm Andrew. Join me in my musical journey as I count down my favorite albums from 1990 to 1999. Let's rock and roll. Well, hey, everyone. This is episode 9, so we're getting down to the very end. Thanks for joining me for this project. It's been a lot of fun. I've had a good time reminiscing about all these albums and revisiting them in my memories. Okay, the intro song was Dreams by Van Halen. This is probably one of my favorite tunes by them. I didn't have any of their studio albums, but I did have an awesome Greatest Hits compilation, and this one was one of my favorites. Okay, we are on to the top four. Number four is Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. I remember, this was 1977, by the way. I remember casually liking Fleetwood Mac as a younger teenager, but I don't think I had any of their CDs. It's possible that I had this CD, but I cannot remember. Anyway, as a senior in high school, our show choir traveled to New York City for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and on a free night, several of us found out that Fleetwood Mac was playing at Madison Square Garden, and we decided to go. And we were sitting, like, way, way, way in the back. Like, we needed binoculars kind of thing. The concert was awesome, though. I remember loving the, like, full marching band that they brought out for Tusk and Go Your Own Way and Don't Stop. They closed the set with that, with the marching band. The encore was amazing. It started with Christine singing Songbird all by herself before the band joined her for the final song. And Stevie and Lindsay, they sang Landslide earlier in the show. That was also a highlight. It was a very special night, and I really, really loved that. It was one of my first concerts. I would say probably about my fourth or fifth concert, maybe. And if I did not already own the CD, I bought it shortly thereafter and completely fell in love with it. It's been in constant rotation as an adult. It's basically a perfect album. I ranked it at number 6 on my album countdown in 2021. It came in at number 9 in the revamped list in 2023. 4 of the 11 songs from this album have been played previously on the podcast, in addition to an awesome mix. So let's hear a couple more of the others. So we're going to start with number 3 of 11. Here is Never Going Back Again. Yeah.
means to win. Come down and see me again.
I think Lindsay's guitar work is what I love about this band. It's so unique. It's so fulfilling. I like the simple hymns in between the chorus and the verse. Really, really like that song. Okay, next up is going to be track 6. This is Songbird. This is the one I remember so much from the concert, so I hope you enjoy it. I think this is Christine's best Fleetwood Mac song. It's just beautiful. And seeing her, as I mentioned, perform this as the encore will forever be one of my favorite concert experiences. It was truly phenomenal. And then track 7 of 11, The Chain, is going to be the final song.
Thank you.
Okay, what do I even say about this song? It seems to get better every single time I hear it. If I'm remembering right, they opened the concert with this song and it was electric. The crowd went absolutely nuts. I love that section. And if you don't love me now, you will never love me again. And then the ending is so great. Running in the shadows. It's awesome. So that's Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. Album 4 on the countdown. Album 3 is going to be August and Everything After by Counting Crows. This was released in 93. This album was also wildly popular during the mid-90s. I mentioned earlier in my series that my belief at the time that Jim Morrison was so cool. I also felt the same way about Adam Duritz as a teenager. Just really, really cool guy. He's got those moody lyrics, the cool hair, interesting vocals. I wanted to be just like Adam Duritz. This album was a big part of that because all the songs were just so dang good. I listened to CD over and over, trying my best to imitate all of his vocal inflections, all the cool things he did. I got a funny story. I've mentioned Trek several times. We listened to a lot of music together growing up. He had a bit that he did where he would imitate Adam singing Change near the end of the final song. And he just kept singing it over and over and over. It always got a big laugh from us. Anyway, that was fun. I've continued to love this album as an adult. I've revisited it often. I ranked it number 22 on my countdown in 2021. It dropped to number 27 on the 23 list, so still very high on the list. I played 3 songs from the album previously as well as a mix, so here are a couple more. We're going to first play Omaha. Here it is.
Tearing the old man down, run past the heather and down to the old road. Start turning the grain into the ground, roll a new leaf over. In the middle of the night, there's an old man treading around in the gathering rain. Hey, mister, if you're gonna walk on water, oh, could you drop a line my way? Omaha, somewhere in the middle of America. To the heart of matters, it's a heart that matters more. I think you better turn your ticket in. Get your money back at the door.
I've always liked that section near the middle of the song where he sings "Start running the banner down." Just a cool little change to the song, and yeah, love that. Next up, we're going to do track 7-11. Here is Rain King.
When I think of heaven, it's never me in a black wing bird. Flying down in your sea of pins and feathers and all of the instruments of
has a very triumphant feel to the song. Really, just, yeah, it just kind of makes you feel good. I like that part where he says, I said, Mama, 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 why am I so alone? That's a great line. And then last up, we'll do track 10, and this is Raining in Baltimore.
And I get no answers. I don't get no change. It's raining in Baltimore, baby, but everything else is the same. Things I forget, I miss you, I guess that I should. 3,500 miles away, but what would you change if you could? I need a phone call. I should buy a new car. I can always hear a freight train. Baby, if I listen real hard. And I wish it was a small world. Cause I'm lonely for it's time to put the top down. I need a phone call. I need a raincoat. I really need a raincoat.
Cool. Yeah, I love that accordion. The song is so emotional. Durrett sings it perfectly. I miss you. I guess that I should. Leading into that, my favorite part, which is the 3,500 miles away. What would you change if you could? Just some fantastic lyrics. One of my favorite songs from this album. So that was August and Everything After. So I think that's it for the episode, right? Yeah, that was album 3. Okay, so I will be back next time with the final episode in this project. My musical journey, 1990 to 1999. Thank you so much for joining me. Here is a little bit more of Dreams by Van Halen, and I'll see you then. Oh, baby, we